Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for The Connoisseur. Yeah. The stories have been piling up, and it's time to dish them out.
Very well done.
All right, I'm going to start with this one. Actually, this story just hit yesterday, and people are kind of making a big thing about this. A Twitter user named Alec Krautman tweeted a photo out this week that showed Panera bagels sliced vertically like loaves of bread. And he captioned the photo saying, "Today I introduced my coworkers to the St. Louis secret of ordering bagels bread sliced." And he said it was a hit, but the responses online ripped him apart.
Oh, absolutely. People going nuts.
Yeah. So what you would do, so by the way, Panera originated in St. Louis. I know this because I grew up there, and it was called St. Louis Bread Company. In fact, it's still called St. Louis Bread Company.
There it is, right?
But what's that?
In St. Louis, it's still called St.
Correct.
Louis Bread Company.
Even though it's the decor is exactly the same as Panera, the food, the menu, everything is exactly the same. But it started there. They kept the name. They didn't want to change it. Nationwide, it became Panera. So I saw a picture, and somebody had bought a variety of bagels and got them what they call bread slices. Essentially, they just put them in that slicer machine.
Yeah,
they slice loaves of bread.
It's so cool. Just watch it.
And this way, you can take smaller pieces out and eat them a little bit at a time. Maybe just put a little bit of cream cheese on each one. I like it.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not all up in arms about it. I do like having a whole bagel and taking an entire half and smearing that baby up with a bunch of cream cheese and eating it that way. But if you wanted to try a bunch of different bagels, I think that's a pretty ingenious way to go about it.
For a sampler and maybe like bring into work to let people, you know, try a couple of different ways. Yeah, yeah. I there's a weird thing here, Preston. I was thinking about this. You know, it's got to be psychosomatic that when you perceive that something, the taste of something changes simply by its physical configuration. Like, for some reason, I believe there are times I want to eat the pizza folded, and there are times I want to eat it
flat.
Yeah, I don't.
And I sense it's the same food going into my mouth the same way, yet why do I believe I'm tasting two different things?
I think part of it is the order. It's hard to explain.
The order it's hitting your tongue?
Yeah, exactly.
Is that it?
So when you wrap it up, you've got all that crust wrapped around the cheese and the sauce,
right,
which doesn't hit the top of your mouth first. You know what I mean?
I do know. And yet, for some reason, for me, it seems like that's a bizarre, because ultimately, after a couple of chews, it's all.
Yeah. Exactly.
But it's like
a couple of chews.
Right. You can enjoy it differently.
I think so.
I know exactly what you mean. I'm not going to criticize this because I've never tried it, and I didn't even think about it, but it is a good way if you want to taste a few different bagels. This is the way to do it.
To have a bagel, to have like turkey and Swiss on a bagel is wonderful. I mean, like I like good bagel
sandwiches.
Panera has good bagels.
Yeah.
But on a snack thing, a little bit of cream cheese on a slice like this, I can see that too.
I like pizza bagels. Those are good.
Bagels and pizza.
Yeah.
Combining it both.
I think, and I don't mean to be a jerk about this, but I think that this ruins the sanctity of the bagel.
I understand where you're coming from.
You're no longer consuming a bagel. You're consuming a different product.
You know, I think you're right there, Nick, because in the supermarkets, bagel chips
are sold.
That's it.
And I think this is well on its way to being a bagel chip.
I agree.
I kind of see it that way, too. But I'm curious. And I don't think this is sacrilegious.
It's not that big of a deal. We'll agree that it is horribly perverted.
No, I'm not saying that because I'm pretty sure that someone Jewish did this because St. Louis has a very, very large Jewish population and it's
a Jewish thing?
It's a Jewish delicacy. And I think somebody Jewish came up with this, which makes it okay.
All right.
That's a theory of mine.
That's what you think.
Somebody Italian does something to spaghetti.
There you go.
It's okay.
Somebody who's Chinese. F's with lo mein. You got it.
Somebody Polish changes the pierogies.
Exactly.
Fine.
It's okay.
But not for a cracker like me.
But some people are like pissed at this.
Yeah, I'm not pissed.
Relax.
I just think it changes it. I miss a good pierogi too.
Do you know what I do like though, Nick? Also on this level, I've seen the same thing done with muffins.
Slice them up.
Little thicker. Almost like little muffin pound cakes.
Okay.
So you get a little bit of the top in each slice.
Every slice gets a bit of the top.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, did the world fall apart when they started selling just muffin tops?
I think so.
I don't see that. I guess you see those every now and then, right? Muffin
all
tops
the time.
Are good.
Yeah. Panera has them all the time.
Panera does?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Muffin tops?
And their most popular selling muffin tops are the chocolate chip muffin tops.
Okay. I could see that. I'm a fan of their scones. I'm a scone man. Yes, scones. It's fun to say.
Do you know the little secret?
Can I get a little white wine spritzer with my scone?
And you cut a little dollop of cream cheese. The secret about scones that rocked my world is that they're incredibly high in calories.
Isn't that bizarre?
Oh, darn it.
It's essentially
incredibly
a cookie.
Incredibly high in calories.
Yeah, we there was a person that we found out that made their own scones, and they made them for us. Oh, my
so good.
God, were they good. And it was essentially a giant cookie roll is what it was, and you just could cut off whatever you wanted to.
Yeah, but I always, for some reason, I always thought, well...
No.
It's not as sweet, so it's lower calories.
No.
And I look at it, it actually, the zeros ran off the box.
Steve, they're loaded with shortening. That's why.
That's got to be it.
Shortening and sugar, so, I mean...
Yeah, when I was younger, Steve, I thought that the muffins were like a really good breakfast alternative.
Because they're low in calories.
Yes, somebody pointed out to me that it's basically cake for breakfast.
If you put bran in front of it.
Right.
You know.
A bran muffin's got to be low in calories. There was a place on Long Island I used to go to every morning before I'd go to, I don't know how I managed to keep my weight in check doing this, but Gerber's. And they had all natural, and the muffins were, they're huge, but it's okay that they're huge because muffins are low in calories. And then I finally asked the guy, how much is one of these muffins calorie-wise? He goes, it's probably 1,200 calories.
Yeah, for one.
What?
By the way, I like this analogy. This texter says, when you fold your pizza, it's like switching sex positions. Sometimes you just got to switch it up.
Exactly.
You got same thing, maybe cut your bagel that way.
Do
maybe
you ever
cut your muffin
take your
that
pizza
way.
From behind?
You mean eat it crust first? Well, yeah, guess.
Sure.
Maybe I have. Speaking of pizza...
More from the connoisseur.
Domino's offers lots of toppings for its pizza, but hot dog slices are a novel one. Customers in France have the option of ordering hot dog stuffed calzones or a hot dog topped pizza.
Shut up.
The Cal's hot dog is filled with mozzarella sliced hot dog and yellow mustard, while the hot dog pizza is topped with the meat, but also has hot dog slices stuffed into the crust. So that would almost be like, you know, the pizza dogs that you... I mean, the pretzel dogs that you get?
Yeah, like a pig in the poke.
But this would be going around the entire pizza in the crust. That's kind of interesting.
These things, you know, for the same way, Preston, I'm beginning to believe that when you start to report on these things, or the connoisseur does, that these various food companies... The same way, like in the high fashion, the haute couture, when they reel out these things that no one would ever wear... They do it just to get the press, or like at the car show, the prototypes that never make it to, to be actually being manufactured. Because I can't see this ending up here.
I see like KFC doing stuff like that.
KFC does deliver.
They do the really novelty things. They do deliver, but they do the things like, you know, the chicken breast as the bun and stuff like that, which it's novelty. It's not going to take. But some of these companies, really, you never know what's going to take. And they test market these things and they try them out and they roll them up. And then you never know. So all of a sudden there might be a craze on hot dog stuff.
Right.
Pizza crust. I have no idea. I never really ordered the stuffed pizza crust. I think it sounds like a good idea, but it just seems too.
I tried it once. It's honestly, there is. You can reach a point, and I love cheese, where there's too much cheese.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Domino's France has also introduced a burger pizza topped with tomato sauce, mozzarella. Oh, it's topped with tomato sauce, mozzarella, beef, meatballs, onions, pickles, tomatoes, and a drizzle of burger sauce. I would try that.
Drizzle.
They Wawa used to make a cheeseburger hoagie that I loved.
So the couch tomato and Manionk does a cheeseburger. You were had
pizza.
For a while. Pizza.
Yep.
I'm sorry. Mother F is good.
Did it have like ketchup and stuff like that?
Yeah.
On it?
Whatever it was, the taste was fantastic. What you have to do, and again, one of the wildest things I ever tasted was a full turkey dinner pizza, and they had it, and it was awesome. You know, but you have to make it synergize with the actual pizza technology.
Hey, Domino's has this thing going on now where if you just like take pictures of whatever other pizza you're eating, you can get credit. So every 10 pictures you send to your Domino's app, you'll get a free Domino's pizza. And to me, it makes no sense.
I think it's
how that works because I mean, because honestly, you could just take a picture of any pizza. Like you know what I mean? Like you could just take 10 pictures of pizzas, then there's your free pizza.
Doesn't your, when you take a picture on your phone, is this what they're counting on? Doesn't your phone sort of stamp location and time?
Well, it's an effort, I believe, to get you to use the app.
Okay.
And to get have that, you know, and have that be a part of your pizza ordering habit. So it's a promotion. I don't know how long it's going to last, guys, because it doesn't say in the commercials that it's going to be around forever or anything
like that.
They
probably don't care if you actually ate the pizza or not. You're now getting a pizza from them. You're using the app, and you're likely to go back.
I like how they can be so cavalier with us.
Yeah. By the way, this is a brilliant idea, a text I got here. I like cupcakes. I'm not a big icing guy. I like a little bit of icing, and when they put tons of icing on there,
it's stupid.
Like you said, when the folding of the pizza thing, I don't like the icing being on top, and you know what I mean?
You just said one of my massive pet peeves. Cake to icing ratio on a cupcake is critical.
Watch this. Here's an idea I never had. Did you read this?
I didn't
this
read it, but I think...
Do it! Say it!
This says, my daughter breaks a cupcake in half, flips it, and then makes a sandwich out of it.
Have I never eaten a cupcake in front of you guys?
I learned it from you, Casey. Yeah. I saw you do it, and I was like, what a great idea.
Yeah, I mean, especially when you have, like me and Kathy got a little bit of a mustache. You don't get the icing
in your...
I'm
sorry,
what? No, I'm just kidding.
He's saying your thick mustache catches the icing.
When you get icing in your hair.
You know, when your Tom Selleck dense mustache.
I'm just kidding. So...
And then it gets in your little soul patch.
Yeah, your soul patch.
Okay, all right, move on.
And then your agar and sideburns.
Yeah. Cut the cupcake in half. Go ahead, Case.
No, but the icing gets stuck in your mustache, which, you know... Could be worse, you know. It could be stuck in your butt. But, I don't mind licking that stuff off. But
yes, it could, I think. I think there are multiple scenarios that would end up with cupcake icing up your ass.
Cake City, Steve.
It's a thing.
It is. We've had it done here.
So we were just talking...
Oh, yeah, we were splashing.
Yeah.
We were just talking about the pizza crust, having a hot dog in it. Here is a pizza roll story.
It's a pizza roll story from the connoisseur.
Yeah.
I like when you go regular, across-the-board consumer food.
Yeah, I do. Because I actually don't get a lot of...
High-end...
The
gourmet stuff.
The gourmet stories. Yeah. So I'm happy to bring these to you. Totino's Pizza Rolls are pretty legendary, and now they're adding a new flavor to the mix, and that's the cheeseburger flavor. We're just talking about cheeseburger.
Totino's pizza rolls were the greatest things to ever happen for the alcoholic mother.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
Totino's in the refrigerator.
Yep. The cheeseburger pizza rolls are filled with beef pizza topping, tomato puree, and reduced fat cheddar cheese. That ought to do it, right?
Yeah. I'm eating healthy. I'm eating Totino's pizza rolls. I'm making changes in my life. Do you guys eat them a lot with
all
the kids?
Time. Yeah.
It's a kids thing, right?
I have not eaten pizza rolls in decades.
It's a kids and a me thing.
You eat them too?
Yeah, I like the pepperoni ones. I usually get like a big bag, and I do actually prefer to eat them microwave.
Naked.
No, microwaved and not like cooked in the oven.
Why is that?
Because I think when you cook it in the oven, the texture changes. And
it would be crispier, I would think.
Do you know what I recommend something? An air fryer.
Yeah. You know what? Actually, my siblings have those. I should probably invest in one. But you would think that the crispy would be better. But, I mean, for me, I mean, I'm just talking
like
about myself.
Mushy.
I like them, mushier.
Okay. That's not how your pizza rolls.
Hey!
The new flavor is rolling out in stores now. It's currently listed on both Walmart and Target websites. So, Chris, you're in luck. You can go ahead and get these. Would you try these?
Sure. Okay. I mean, I really do prefer Totino's over any other brand, and prefer the pepperoni pizza one.
Pepperoni pizza one. Huh?
Do you know, it's funny because, you know, I'm my diet's good. I eat a lot of very healthy stuff. But there are points in time. I have no problem. Preston, you know, we've talked about eating cold SpaghettiOs out of a can or cold ravioli. Stuff like that can taste so effing good.
Yeah.
I know.
And it just, because it has all the things. That's why they sell so well. It's guaranteed to have stuff you're going to crave.
Let me ask you a personal question, because we have meat and eats here all the time.
I am gay.
No, that's not what I was going to ask. What for you is the most difficult to resist when we have a meat and eat here? Is it a Primo's hoagie? Is it something along those lines? Or is it like a
chocolate chip cookies?
Chocolate chip cookies.
Easily.
Chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah.
The bitch of it is I will have them and then I can't have dinner or whatever, because I try to take in a set amount of calories during the day, and I'm like, oh no. But Jesus, and when they come, you know what? I'll tell you what I hate. Here's absolutely what I hate, and we haven't had one in a long while: the super large chocolate chip cookie cake with the name written in the icing that I love so much.
Wait, why do you hate that?
Because I love it.
Oh, okay. All right. It's a love-hate
it's
thing.
It's irresistible.
You have to eat the
irresistible.
Whole cookie.
Okay.
Because you're just, and you can cut them in small enough. I've only had 51 of these.
Right.
And so the delusion is there because you can keep, I'm just having a little slice here.
We had the crew from Dietz and Watson in on Tuesday, I guess, and every time I walked past, I should just have one or two.
Yeah.
And then I end up wanting to have three or four or five. And your discipline, Preston, over this last few months of being able to resist the meat needs is so impressive to me because we have great food that shows
up
here.
We do.
Do you know what I do?
Stay away from it.
What I do when I get Primo, so I'll get a Primo, I'll get Preston, I'll get the roll scooped. Eliminate as much bread as possible. I'll get the white tuna, not with the oil, water tuna. And then what I do is I cut small slices. So it's like, I don't wolf it down. So I'm more inclined to put part of it away instead I just feel I'm obliged to finish this whole effing thing.
Yeah.
Seems very, very boring way to live. I was watching Billions
What's
the other day.
What's an exciting way to live?
Just eat whatever the hell you want, and like
Totino's while naked.
I was watching Billions the other night, and Paul Giamatti's character, he has a sandwich, and I wonder, people probably use this as a method to not eat that much, but he had a sandwich.
He poops on it.
He was cut in half. Oh. He took the one half of the sandwich and he threw it in the trash, and then he just ate the other half.
That happens quite often.
It's like Brent Selleck's theory of eating two bites of dessert and then pouring salt all over it.
Yeah.
I've done that. I've done that type of thing. Yeah, just get rid of it.
Or if it's the other way, eat two tablespoons of salt and pour dessert all over it.
I am thinking about doing a Facebook Live video on our account because everybody I've been running into, I just ran into people yesterday and they see the weight loss I've had and they're like, what did you do?
Yeah.
What did you do? And I think I might do a video explaining exactly how, and I started writing it down exactly how I went through it because I didn't follow a specific program, but I took some steps. And so I might do that. I don't know.
People would listen. Yeah.
Yeah. But the bottom line is you got to be committed to it if you're going to do it. And Totino's is a big part.
Absolutely. I can't imagine there's a weight loss program that does not involve Totino's.
Yeah. All right. Let me get to another connoisseur thing. We're going to move over to candy.
The connoisseur is moving over to the confections.
Yes.
Candy.
We obviously have Easter rapidly approaching.
Easter is very much associated with Jesus.
Yes, it is. Very much associated. Closely associated. But Reese's Peanut Butter Lovers is a new product that's coming out. And this particular treat is filled with more peanut butter than your typical Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. And it replaces the top layer of chocolate coating with a peanut butter candy shell. And the brand will also be releasing Reese's Chocolate Lovers option, which has a higher proportion of richer and darker milk chocolate and thicker than usual chocolate shell.
Your brain has the shell on it.
So they'll have both. They'll have the chocolate lovers and the peanut butter lovers.
Huh.
And there's another story that was done about a similar situation in that.
Is this a personal story?
No. Okay. The people say that Reese's holiday peanut butters candies have more peanut butter in them than chocolate, and they like them better that way. I'd go with it because I think the peanut butter egg that comes out around this time of year is so much better than the regular Reese's peanut butter cup.
See, I go the other way. I tend to think that too much of the whatever
the peanut butter filling,
peanut butter type filling that they use, it's good. Too much of it is too. I don't like it. I'd rather have a higher chocolate to peanut butter ratio because I just know inherently that's healthy for you.
Oh my God.
Now, Preston, this isn't going to help at all with your diet, but they do come out with the egg, but they have some sort of creation for every holiday. Like they have the heart for, and then they have Christmas trees and all
Arbor
of that.
Day.
But that's what they're saying. These people are saying that all of the seasonal Reese's have more peanut butter than chocolate, or the ratio is larger of chocolate to peanut
butter.
They
list them all in that song, Seasons of Reese's.
Seasons of Reese's. An investigative report from all over Albany.
They went to Albany, huh?
Yeah.
Is that the name of, is that what they did, or is that the name of a magazine? All over Albany.
All over Albany, I think, is a magazine.
Okay.
But anyhow, found that the Reese's egg they tested weighed 14 grams more than a cup and also contained 9 more grams of peanut butter. Additionally, many argue that there's just an allure that comes with limited edition treats like that. But they now have two options. Steve, if you like more chocolate than
peanut butter, they're coming
out with the chocolate lovers. And if you prefer, like me, more peanut butter than the chocolate, they are coming out with that option, too.
So I understand there are also plans underway to have Totino's stuffed with
chocolate or peanut butter. One of the, whichever one you prefer.
Was Reese's the first that had was the TV campaign, your peanut butter's in my chocolate, your chocolate's in my peanut butter? Was that the Reese's peanut butter cup? The first?
I don't think it was. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, yeah, it had to have been, right?
Right. Your peanut butter's in my chocolate. Your chocolate's in my peanut butter. Two great tastes that taste great together.
Steve, what was the candy bar that had peanut butter and jelly in it? It didn't last very long.
Was it actually called PBJ?
Was it a Smucker's candy by any chance?
Was it for Schmucks?
Nick will have to. Nick, you'll
sorry,
have
to. Sorry, I was on OliverAlbany.com.
I'm sure it's pretty alluring.
Look at their page 3 girl. She's got 5 teeth and a meth addict.
Look up peanut butter and jelly candy bar.
You know the peanut butter filled pretzels?
Yes.
I just saw at Whole Foods the other day peanut butter and jelly filled pretzel.
Really?
Yeah.
The little pillow shaped ones?
Yes.
Okay. Mm. I haven't had those. Yeah, I guess it was called BB&J, Case.
And was it Smucker's?
Let's find out. No, that's Trader Joe's, so that's more current.
There's a Hershey's one.
No, that's not what I'm looking for. Okay, well, anyhow.
I will tell you, PB&J is a go-to at my house, and I don't know why anybody will buy jelly that is not squeezable. Like, to me, it's just,
you why can make it. Would you, and so you're telling the court you bought non-squeezable jelly. Is that correct? Case, you know, the, what were the Uncrustables?
See, Uncrustables are great, too, but they're expensive. And it's ridiculous to spend.
What's it going to take to put you in an
Uncrustable? So if I want to splurge, right, I will get myself an Uncrustable. But
let me talk to the manager and see what I can knock off.
With the squeezable jelly, I can make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in under a minute. I mean, boom.
Oh, you're good.
I am good. I can make two in under a minute.
Can I ask? Because everything that you've mentioned, and I'm not busting on you.
Of course you're not.
I legitimately want to know.
Okay.
But Totino's and peanut butter and jelly and all this stuff. What's a wholesome food that you eat in the
I have eaten a salad every single day for the last month.
Have you?
Yes. Yeah, so
okay.
Kiss my ass.
He was saying not to bust on you.
But he was. It's a backhanded not to bust on me.
Wow.
Right?
Okay.
So, listen, I know what healthy foods are. And by the
You've
way.
You've seen them in documentaries.
I've seen them in documentaries. I just don't like them. I just.
Let me tell you.
I've tried kale. I don't.
No, you don't
like
have to go
it.
That far.
You do not have to.
Yeah.
No, however, I love, like, this. So I had a salad last night, and I know this is the stuff that I think I agree with. It had almonds, it had cranberries, it had kale, it had brown rice. So it had all this stuff, and then I put ice cream on it. And then I put, I love, these things are a godsend. If anyone's having trouble dieting and getting a protein source, because I exercise a lot, and I need a lot of protein. The Starkist Buffalo tuna packets that, who's it from, Candace Cameron Bure does the commercials for. You know, they're sensational. You've got to try them. Put them in any salad and you'll freaking love it.
But you don't have to eat, you know, kale.
Yeah.
It's just you can have steak and broccoli or something like that as opposed to pizza rolls or something like that. So anyhow, I was just curious if you guys ever have meals like that.
I will tell you, Preston, and may I offer this hypothesis here. I think when you have kids, because I've noticed everybody I know who has kids, I love you. The picture of what I was talking about is up on the screen. When you have kids, you start to mimic what you're feeding them. That's what I've been told by some parents.
A
lot of time, if in the house you have chicken nuggets and
macaroni and cheese,
You're going to end up eating that.
And pizza.
If you're making it for them. Did you go through a phase like that?
Of course, because it was easy to do.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and I think
now my kids are older and we feed them more healthy food.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So that didn't happen with me. I didn't start making myself chicken nuggets, but if there was one left, then I would have that. That's the problem.
Is you
kind of pick and you finish. But with this Be Balanced program that I've been doing, I realized how many extra calories I was eating. Like, even if it wasn't bad, if it was just, you know, grilled chicken and vegetables, it was too much.
You're eating extra.
Yeah, you know, exactly. Like, it should have been this many ounces, and I was eating, you know.
The moment you start, I didn't mean
to. The Lose It app.
I didn't mean to go down this route. But the Lose It app, the moment you start being held accountable for the calories, then you realize, you're like, oh, my God, I didn't know. I had no idea.
Well, and that also.
I had five scones. I didn't know.
But I'll tell you, it also forces you to then, or at least for me, to make sure I get some sort of workout in, where sometimes there would be a day and I'm like, I'm going to take today off. But then if I just get that workout in, even if it's just a walk somewhere, then it's like, okay, I can have a glass of wine tonight.
And Steve, when making food for my son, so often I would make my own portion smaller because I knew that I would end up eating his leftovers.
There you go.
And
those are the adjustments then,
yeah,
right?
They're sitting on his plate and it's like, all right, yeah, they're going to end up in my mouth.
We got to wrap it up?
Yeah.
I was going to tell you about a product called Bunny Farts, but we'll do that
later.
It's food. But we'll do it another time.
This has been the Connoisseur with a special little tease about Bunny Farts.
Yeah, we'll get to that next time.
Get a whole lot more Preston and Steve at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.